Welcome to the Assateague Living Shoreline Audio Tour, a part of the Trail to Restore the Shore project at the Maryland Coastal Bays Program. The Maryland Coastal Bays Program seeks to restore, protect, and educate about the five coastal bays, the surrounding land, and their ecosystems. Right now, you are at the Assateague Living Shoreline Resiliency and Wetland Enhancement Site, which was completed in partnership with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Maryland Park Service, Maryland Coastal Bays Program, and Underwood & Associates. Where you're currently standing used to be a sharp 2-foot drop into Sinpungsent Bay, but now it looks quite different. So why did the shoreline change? Let's dive into the audio tour of the Assateague Living Shoreline to find out why. Right now, you are standing in Assateague State Park, looking out over the Sinpungsent Bay. In front of you, you can see Assateague Island, and beyond that is the Atlantic Ocean. To the northeast is Ocean City, and directly to your south is the Verrazano Bridge that connects the mainland to Assateague Island. This shoreline that you are standing on is the transition area between open water and the upland habitat. If you visited this site before 2018, you would have viewed a very different scene. Directly beneath your feet would have been a sharp drop from the grass straight into the water. This was a hazard for anyone who used this space for recreational purposes. The area behind you is a grassy field and very susceptible to flooding after a rainstorm. This shoreline erosion was happening due to strong wave forces and large storms that were eating away at the shore at a rate of about 3 feet a year. While erosion is natural, this rate was quite alarming. For this particular site, a living shoreline was designed to increase resiliency. This means that the environment will have the ability to withstand or recover quickly from impact. A living shoreline provides a natural habitat for plants and animals. This shoreline is an innovative approach as it was designed based on wind and wave direction, erosion rates, water level rise, and the need for beaches. First, large boulders were placed in the water. And then it was filled with cobble, and finally sand was placed on top. This increases strength and provides space for a diverse variety of organisms to colonize. Take a moment to look to your left and to your right. This site is made up of 10 headlands and tombolos. The section of sand and rock that stick out from the shoreline are called headlands and are connected to the mainland by tombolos. Structures like these provide refuge for young animals, help absorb wave energy, and provide nesting grounds for animals like diamondback terrapins and horseshoe crabs. Between the parking area to the beach, there is a freshwater wetland that collects the stormwater from the parking area and a grass field. The wetland filters the stormwater before it enters the bay. If you look past the freshwater wetland, you will find a pollinator garden established by Assateague State Park. It is home to a variety of native plants, butterflies, bees, beetles, and birds. For this project, pre-construction surveying for water quality and animal species began in 2017. In 2018, wildlife surveys began, along with the construction of the shoreline and tombolos. Construction was completed in 2018, making the whole timeline very short, which is rare for projects like this. There continues to be surveys for fish and other aquatic life to monitor the benefits of the shoreline creation. At this site, there has been increased public access to the shoreline, which has increased the public's awareness. A goal with construction was to create a space usable for park visitors year-round. There has also been an increase in habitat for diamondback terrapins, horseshoe crabs, oysters, and many species of fish. An outcome that we are very excited about is the erosion has dramatically slowed along this shoreline. Conservationist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai said, "It's the little things that citizens do. That's what makes the difference." In restoration work, the difference comes in the form of conserving and enhancing what environments we already have and giving those areas the tools they need to be more resilient in the future. Thank you for taking the time to listen and learn about the Assateague Living Shoreline. We hope you take a few minutes to walk the site and explore all it has to offer. Always remember to stick to the pathways, clean up your trash, and keep natural items right where you found them.